Alam saste bavinto.
Mondo alam saste bavin.
To. Ya, ta chiran su chiba karanduwa. Chiba yu na na ro na.
If you have any questions, please come forth.
Mo kache ndo tambo lamba when to. Two, number two. Number when? Yeah. He got it. Mark from go to it. Mark from. Mark from. Let's go. Trevor. Lize it. Theta lasso. Ede. The name.
Tim mentioned the three criteria of the tantric at school for a correct, a valid argument. And it, he mentioned the privation and the reverse privation. And to me, the reverse privation is superfluous, so I'd like to know the reason why it is mentioned at all.
Tine, Ranjo Vilugla, Tagyandagla, Susum, Vogere, Susum Vigordo, Kola, Sochi Jecha, Dokcha, Play, Dokcha. Dokchap chi and jumsen dokchap shak pe jumsen hagomasun gepa hagomasun
tsor son de tense takam tense kam jumsin de ni chujin la tropa tatsor tang bo so phi re tense de ni tun ba so tun so de tropa ji chap re Tense tenye mantan baso le dokpa chane dokchap siyare. Mantan baso le dokpam, lokpam, mantan baso le meba chane yare. Take song, huh? Tangpo te jota.
So, the, for these three criteria of valid argument, the purpose of the subject-oriented pervasion is to establish the subject. The purpose of the pervasion is to indicate the congruity of the predicate and the reason. And the purpose of the counter-pervasion is to eliminate whatever is incongruous between the predicate and the subject. And one eliminates, or one exposes any incongruities there might be by positing the opposite of what the predicate and reason are saying. This will expose whatever incongruities might be hidden.
Tiang chick to draw it in sick ye donga rangi maper drobata lansona chick to draw it in sick tiny chicken donga little bit Chinese so cute, so chu, Dr. Tangbo. Chick to draw it in sick day, demi a rangi maper little bit Chinese, jichab. Chick to draw it in sick day, maintenance of dendrobla, maintenance of dendrobre, dendrobla, madropechani, docabre. Take some.
Take
my son. Chick to draw it in sick day, Hindu chuching, chuching the dropechani, so cues. Chick to draw it in sick day, chuching so to choose the dropechani, so cues. Chick to draw it in sick day, rang in maple la, tūsō rāng yīn jā mātrō pālā trūpa chāni jīs chāpā, rāng yīn mē pālā jīs chāpā. Jīk tūrā jī tēn cik tē rāng yīn jā trūpa ām dēn trūp lā mē pā chāni dōkhyāp. Rāng yīn jā trūpa ām yāng nā dēn trūp lē dōkhā rē. Rāng yīn jā trūpa ām dēn trūp lā jīk tūrā yō mā rē. Dēn trūp yīn nā yāng nā jīk yāng nā tamā yīn kū tō. Trīk sōng ā? Tāng trīk sōng ā? Mandi ni yang cha cha sumpa ya le. Yeah.
So I'll see if I got this. If I didn't get it, then anybody who got it can help. So if take an example of this, with the reasoning for one and many. You can say, given suffering as the subject, it lacks any nature of its own because it transcends the nature of one and many. The reason here establishes the subject suffering as from the point of view of the nature of suffering. Suffering has within it neither oneness nor neither singularity nor multiplicity. That is what is being established about the subject. The purpose of the pervasion is to demonstrate that anything which lacks a nature of singularity or multiplicity and does not exist with an actual makeup. And the purpose of the counter-pervasion is to, if one posits the opposite of that,
then drop the dogba, run yin ji drop the dogba, dogba, logba, right?
From yin ji drop the dogba.
Yeah. Maintain so the dogba. Take so.
The counter provision indicates that anything which did have a natural makeup of its own, or an actual makeup of its own, would have to have a nature which involved a single aspect as truly existing, and therefore a truly existing multiplicity among the parts.
Sokchuyang yinpa, jichabyang yinpa, dokchabyang yinpa, tsursum yinpa ta yandagan tsini liyagre, gelo gelo sol. Tsursum ka yinpa, tenzik de sokchuyang yin, jichabyang yin, dokchabyang yin, tsursum ka yin gogondo, tsursum yinpa ta yandagan tsini. Tenda uyagre. Tsursum yinpa ta yandagan tsini. Ta yandagan tsini karre, tsursum yinpa. Chosun yinba se tenzik de sokchuyang yin gogolo, jichab yang yin gogolo, dokchab yang yin gogolo, tenzik de chosun ka yin gogolo, chosun yinba ta yang daga se nyi se. Gelo ke jichon ka paloma jatsab tama rinchin je, tse mandreva yore, namde thalam sa zi chigre tele, chosun yinba ta yang daga se nyi to sung bare yin gogolo.
So in the Gelug tradition, one says the three criteria of for a valid argument must all three be present in order to constitute a valid argument. If there is a subject-oriented pervasion, and there is a pervasion and there is a counter pervasion, then it is a valid argument.
Data de sena pena tik tada ti ten se ki dunga rang yi me padra pa se tik tada te sokchu yang re ji cha byang re dok cha byang re tanda chu som yin ba re tena ya.
So for example, in the argument, because it transcends the nature of one and many, suffering as the subject has no actual makeup, is a valid argument because there is a subject-oriented pervasion, there is a pervasion between the predicate and the reason, and there is, and the counter-pervasion would also hold. So all three requirements are fulfilled.
Mebam Rinpoche Tsema Namdele Ndrewa Yere Teta Tse Na Tsursom Tsangwa Tsursom Tsangwa Ta Yanda Gintzen Yere Tengzik Tela Sokchu Jichab Dokchab Songka Tsangwa Gondok Tsursom Tsangwa Ta Yanda Gintzen Yere Tengzik Tela Sokchu Yang Tsangwa Gondok Jichab Yang Tsangwa Gondok Dokchab Yang Tsangwa Gondok Sokchu Jichab Dokchab Songka Tengzik Tela Tsangwa Gondok Tsursom tsangwa ta yang ta ka tsingi tsingi.
Ne genuk la chik yo na rigide.
Me te tsursom yinba. Njokso tuenda chikwa re, njokso rka ka re.
Ah, tuenda chikwa.
Re. Nyingme lo la tsursom tsangwa se. Tenchik te la sokchu, jichab, dokchab, somka tsangko kato. Genuk tsursom yinko kato se re, tuenda chikwa nro re. Tsikin ro tsor chikwa re.
で、インジケル。え、てきらでじゃ。え、チップンドラを言うね。あ、チップンドラを言うのやん。どんだけばよなやん。せかが用。インバだ3はそそよんからば。ら。インジケルでよんぐれ。てちらんごこたんとも。そそインバとそそ3もつくそそよんぐれ。や。 So in the Nyingma tradition, for example, in the Tsema Namdrel, the
Mepam Rinpoche,
by Mepam Rinpoche, the commentary on valid cognition by Mepam Rinpoche, it is said that for there to be a valid argument, the three criteria must be complete within the argument. And this in English is going to come out sounding like the same thing that we just said. And Rinpoche said the meaning of it is the same, but the way that it is applied is different. And there is a difference in the words in Tibetan, the subtle difference of saying for the Gelugpa, the verb yin is used, there are. So there are three requirements of the valid argument present. And in the Nyingma, one says that we use the verb sangwa, which means complete.
Sangwa.
Sang. The three requirements are complete for. So it's a very subtle difference in the language. The meaning is the same, but the way it is applied is different.
Tene tsangso te yang chik todra che tensik je donga rong ye me padrupa tse chik todra la tsor som tsangwa re karara sana chik todra chuchin donga la drupa chani chik todra che tensik te chuchin donga la drupa chani tak tsor tangbo sokshu tsang tun so rong ye me pa la drupa chani jichab tsang muntun so dendrok ta rong ye je drupa le dokpa chani dokshab tsangwa re
ทั้งเสกโนเป็นมัจฉิณะวังปุงะเตนปะตังวังปุงะอะไรเตตันตะเตนเตโตเตซมะเตยจิตตระเตนเสกจิตตระเรจิตตระเตละทรสมทั้งโกเร
Chor tangpo nipa sompa song tsang go re. Tsang tsor te chik to ra jit tin chik te Chuchin donga la drupacha ni sokchu drupare, sokchu tsangre. Tsangre. Tunso rangi, rangi meba la drupacha ni jichap tsangre. Mantunso rangi ju drupam, dendrup la dokpacha ni dokchap tsangre. Te chik dora, yetin chik chik la, tso songka tsangre.
So the Nyingma sense of this, if we use the same reasoning, given suffering it is lacking in a constituting nature because it is beyond one and many, the subject-oriented pervasion is fulfilled because there is neither oneness nor manyness within the suffering as the subject. And the pervasion is fulfilled because since there is no oneness nor manyness, there is no constituting nature. And the counter-pervasion is fulfilled because anything which had an actual constituting nature would have to be constituted by something which was singular in nature, out of which many could be composed. So in one reason, within one reason, all three criteria are complete.
Then such a looks or such a painted the same rector. Rector looks or la. Sokchu drop jing derwa ngin ting 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 yin jing mi yin song re. Sokchu drop se jete taksar tangbo re. Sokchu drop jing derwa ngin pa. Ting ting so ju chu su dropa taksar tangbo re. Derwa ngin se pa te jin ro tang dong ro ngin pa. Derwa ji sun dropa jin ro tang dong jing derwa ngin pa. Ji chap tang dok chap jing derwa ngin pa. ตายันตะกันซินีจาวะเรติตนดาซอกจูโดจิงจีซุนโดโดเกเดวะงีปะตายันตะกันซินีเอเจมะซะเตซาวะเตกะเลคาบุริยาชาซอกจูโดจิงเดวะงีเตนจิงซินีจูมีซอกจูโดจิงจีซุนโดโดเกเดวะงีปะเตตายันตะกันซินีจูมะปะเรซุนปะเรตาเตตนดายานะเอเตนเซกซอกจูชุซุโดจิง Jindro tang don dun derwa nge pa. Jichap tang dok chap jen derwa nge pa, ta yang dang tsenye diya wale.
So in the Sakya tradition expressed in the Sema Rikter,
Rikpeter, Jambo Sakya Pandita,
Jambyan Sakya Pandita, the treasury of valid cognition. I'm not sure I got all the details of this now. This is pending further examination. They got some drill work,
Derwa ngin se che te jindro tang dondun derwa nge pa, jichap tang dokchap jen derwa nge pa. Kaza ken derwa nge gogre, to gogre. Thik song? Ya. Lam sa che jodh chara. Yang jara sarpo kona. Yang jara ndekhi so chukre.
So in this system, one similarly establishes the reason as valid for the subject. And then one emphasizes gaining certainty about the connection between the pervasion and the counter-pervasion. It's important for the examiner to have certainty that the predicate is established by the reason. And therefore the connection between pervasion and the pervasion and the counter-pervasion play an important role in gaining this certainty. So in the Kagyu tradition, the main representatives of the teachings on Vala cognition being the seventh Karmapa Chudar Jamso and the great Pandita Pema Karpo, the terminology that is used here is that a valid argument must possess the three criteria. The argument must have, or we say must demonstrate, a subject-oriented pervasion, a pervasion and a counter-pervasion. The meaning here is the same as with the other traditions, it's just that the way of formulating it is different.
Chik to rachi ten si chi dunga rung yin me pa drupa tabula suna Tsor sumpa ching kande yungre sena Chik to rachi ten si te dunga la drupa Dunga tenyi chik tuma rung yin lin deba sena Chik to rachi ten si te dunga la drupa chani Tak sor tangpo sok chu ching re Chik to rachi ten si te rung yin je ma drupa la Drupa chani ji chap ching re Chik to rachi ten si te Rangin je dropa am den drop je yo na tele ma drop are tele dogo cha ni dokhyap chen le chosom chi tik
soma so chu de dogna la drop cha ni
tik to ra che ten tik te dunga la drop cha ni so chu chi dunga te tik to ra are
yo ma re
dunga ko ra tik to ma le de ba re Chik to raja ten sik te chuchin dunga la trupa chane sok chuchin. Chik to raja ten sik te rung yin mepa la trupa chane jichab chin. Chik to raja ten sik te mandun so dendrop la dokpa chane dokchab chin. Tene tsor sumpa chin. Thik suma?
Tim thik suma.
Manding na yang xie chuk.
So, in what sense are these three criteria present as analyzed in the Kagyupa school, are they present in the argument? The subject-oriented pervasion is present since the reason, freedom from singularity or multiplicity, is present within the subject suffering. The pervasion is fulfilled because the reason, freedom from singularity and multiplicity, establishes there being no actual makeup to the suffering, and the counter-pervasion indicates that anything which had singularity and multiplicity would have a truly existent makeup, which is not the case with suffering.
Tenda ore. Tiksuma. The name Matapa la Jana Sepetai Tinsik Yedra Matapa Drava la Jana Tinsik Separe. Chichin dare, drip to matabre, telejana, cole lagre,
If you use the, if we consider the aspect of impermanence, we can use the reasoning, given a sound, it is impermanent because composite. There, all three criteria for valid argument are present because everything that is composite, every sound is composite, and anything that is composite is impermanent, and anything which is not impermanent would not be composite.
And
the second question.
This morning we learned that according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, phenomena have no self nature because they're dependent on causes and conditions. But if we consider a phenomenon that arises from itself as cause and condition, that is to say, its potentiality and its actuality reside together in one place, like the two sides of a coin. Then we can say that something, a phenomenon that is dependent on causes and conditions, does have a self-nature. For instance, the seed of a flower possesses its potentiality and its actuality together in one place. The flower exists within the seed. Therefore, can we not say that there are phenomena which do have a self-nature and dependent and are dependent on causes and conditions?
Tene umarangi patado chitam she rangi ngo madrupa. Te juchen soksangji nawa imbesira. Ina yang
tenjong nang zan imbesira. Ya tene
ina yang chuchikla yupen nupa tang
yupen
nupa tang yupa nika yona nika lenchiru yona tene drupare pena metoki sabon la yupen nupa yore tang sabon la metok yuba yore tene nika lenchi tu yona dendrup yuma
nika de tangbo karese
yuba nupa
yuba nupa yopa kare yore
metok yobe nuba te sabun la
metok chebe nuba yopa sere ba
metok chebe nuba
yopa
te sabun la yore korangi sambal
la nipa tene nipa
nipa korangi sambal la sabun la metok rang yore tene
nuba yopa ta rang yopa
ta rang yopa
oya
nika lenshik tu yona tene dendro bien beta rangi som
me to cheben sao me to ke sao la me to cheben ne ba ye ba tan me to rang ye par ba
la
re ti me to ke sao la me to cheben ne ba ye ba ti nang ba lo re Meto rang yabati yang nangpen dega mare, tranjimbe luxor chagre. Tranjimbe jola, jola and deva neba. Josaunla and deva neba and degre. Te tranjimbe logre. Neba yabati number logre, tany to neba yore. Medoga saunla meto jeb neba yore. Te number lola tany to meto jeb neba yore mato. Don't tapper. Nepa, then you have a map and they are. Then I will hear it. Then you know by your baton, know by your baton, metal your pany the young gargary. Know by you said the metal mini your mother. Metal you know, never hear go from the tiny gargary. Yeah.
In the Buddhist tradition, one allows that there is a capacity for the arising of a flower present within the seed, conventionally speaking. But to say that the potential for a flower exists simultaneously within the seed with the flower, It's not a Buddhist view, it is a Dzogchenpa, the...
Samkhya.
What is it?
Samkhya.
What?
Samkhya.
Samkhya. Samkhya view. So that is a view in which the result is posited as being present within the cause. That view is refuted in the Buddhist school because the two are in contradiction to each other. If there is a potential for producing a flower within the seed, that contradicts the idea of the flower actually being there. There is the ability for the flower to arise. That means the flower is not there yet. So you can't have the potential and the presence of the object at the same time. That would be in contradiction. So instead one says in the Buddhist tradition that conventionally speaking, in the way that we speak about things, there is a potential within the seed to produce a flower. But in genuine reality, when one analyzes it critically, the nature of that seed is beyond any ability to arise or not arise. That the seed is beyond any ability to produce a flower or to not produce one.
Tene, just one. Tene rangje below la, tani to nang zam de jeva yeba. Tene nang zam de jeva yeba, malam je pachi panayi. Malam de pachi. Malam je pachi panayi nang zam de jeva yeba tang. Thong tam param yang tak param ne lok ang hi lok ne lok ngoma la jeva me ba. Jeva me ban de ba re. Rangje below la jeme ke le ba re. Jeva yeba ma re se ne ke le ngre. Tani to nang zang de jeva yeba malam je panayi. Malam je pachi jeva rao.
So the formulation of this in the Autonomy Madhyamaka school, Svatendrika, is that conventionally speaking, there is a mere appearance of arising brought about through causes and conditions. As for example, the birth of a son in a dream. But in genuine reality, there is no arising. So this non-arising aspect is said to be, there is no arising authentically. There is no authentic arising. There is no actual arising. There is no ontological arising. There is no basic arising. there is no real arising. So the arising is qualified in this way. And the fact that there is no arising is established as a fact, as a almost as an entity in itself, the non-arising of the phenomena is something in its own right. The arising, which was refuted, has been replaced with a non-arising. So that is the assertion in the Sotenic school.
Deyam pena malam do ama kinde tseva ama pula tseva yepa ama jila pula tseva yepa pche vala gawo yepa jila pche jena hajang gawo yungre te sere te kya songa pche ba malam da na hajang donga yungre yina yang tseva tseva yang tende cho san tende je nang sam re cheva yang tende nang sam re ma to cheva da cheva ni ka ma do bare nam do che ge nyen bo che ge zo ye re nam do cheva te che song sam ba re de ni che song sam ba nam do ngar ba chi nam do ngar ba chi je nam do am ngar ba chi je sen tro ba chu ma re ma to ma ne ma do bare pe te yin do เจวาตังกะปะตุสุตัมเจเตนเดนังซันเรมาโตมาโตปะถ้าเซนซันบะยินนะปะคะกันโทบาซากุปะคะกันโทบาซะลากุกุตวะอะเมนโลละเตนเดนังซันเรมาโตปะคะลากุกุมาเรเตนเดนังซันปะเจวายังเตนเดนังซันเรปะเจวาละกะโบซงยังเตนเดนังซันเรปะเจวายังเตนเดนังซันเรเชนะดงาจงยังเตนเดนังซันเรครับนะเวเตจุนโจคีระเลเวลาเตนดาวะเชบะระวะ
As an illustration of this, Rinpoche gives the example of an extremely affectionate mother, a very loving mother, who dreams that she gives birth to a son, and in the dream is extremely happy that she has done so, and then the dream continues and the son dies in the dream and she is extremely distraught. The Svatantrika Madhyamaka would say that the appearance, the birth of the son in the dream was an appearance due to interdependence, an interdependent appearance, meaning appearance produced by the interdependent relationship between causes and conditions. And the joy the mother felt was an appearance produced through this interdependence. The death of the son was an appearance produced by interdependence and the suffering also. The experience that was perceived in the dream was conceptual. There were two opposite thoughts, and the death of the son is the opposite concept of the birth. So conceptuality has this character of implying its own opposite. Conceptuality proceeds through opposition, or inherently includes, or maybe to leave out the word inherently, it involves opposition. So the fact that one had both the birth and the death experience in the dream means that this oppositional quality, which is characteristic of conceptuality, both aspects of it worked themselves out in the dream and became obvious. However, we cannot say that a son was born, it was in appearance, as was the death. In the Chitamata school, one would describe this as the delusion would not be described in terms of the opposition between concepts, but in terms of habitual tendencies. One would say that the appearance of birth and death, happiness and suffering, were produced through habitual tendencies in the mind. In the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, it says they are produced through interdependent causes and conditions.
Dini nanjo jawan so malare pe tamba sanje la sombare te khata mama yan saje la rusai malare pe sem chemi jangan don chemi incho chen chen se ma ra sa tro tab tha chu lo re de sombare ti ten da sem cheba me pe tu sem je ne lok te cheba me pare sem je ne lok cheba me pe tu da ti ya po to pa kap so cheba nam to yang ga song sombare Tenenga, changing semana, Satro, Chevatan, Chevala, Denbari Himba, Himbatan, Changel and Seman Zimbanam Donga, Song Somare. De Tavare, Tava Tachu Lored. Same Jimmy, Jangan, the Jimmy, and Chosigete, Jeva Mepeton Tope, Chosigete, and Chongdo Wanda, Chosigete, Jumping Dawa. Cho, Chong. Jamming ထကျပတဝင်းဆုံးပါတယ်ကျင့်ကျေယောတမေသမ္မတနေ They didn't run. They Naran Devondo Tabatachu Lo Devoyo. They Devondo na Tambarayan Tenda was Zote Tambar Sanjega Nate Zotava is a Tendo Nate Zotas of Chiran Tavayapudona Zotava.
Listen,
Tambar Sanjay Dedra was Zotazo Tabatachu Tenda.
ຈົ່ງຈາສາລາວມະລະເບດຕາບທາຈູລໍເດບໂຍເດເດບໍດໍນະຕໍາບາຣາຍະເຕນດາວົນໂຊເຊລະມາໂຕເລອະງາເຕໂຊຊາຕໍາບາສັນຈິຍັງເຈຈິນນໍໂຕຫິກຊານໍວາເຈວາແມບາໂຕເຈວາແມບາໂຕເຈຈິເຈຈິຫິກຊາບາເລງາເຈຈິງາຍັງເຈຈິເຈຈິເຈຈິລະເຈວາຕາເຈວາລັນເຊມັນເຈບໍນໍໂຕຫິກຊາບາຍຕັນດາຊາບາໂຊກໍກຸມິ
ဒီကဇောက်ဆောင်ပါတယ်အဲဇောက်ဆောင်ပါတယ်တံပါးစံကြီးရောဇောက်ဆောင်တင်တော်ကိုကျုံးစားဆက်ပြဆင်ချေမေပေနုံဒုဆင်ချေမေဂျန်ငန်ဒုချေမေချိုဆင်ချေဝမေပယံပတိစနဆင်မေချိုဆစ်ချေတဲ့ချေဝမေပယံတိငန်ဒုသင်ဆောင်တော်
So birth and death disappear of themselves or are liberated on the spot. To understand this is the view. One comes to understand that birth and death are merely thoughts, that these thoughts have no actual validity. And through this view, Milarepa was able to cut through all doubts. He had no doubts whatsoever left on this matter, and therefore was bubbling with joy, or jumping, leaping with and he says, if you think that's good, then realize the same thing. If that sounds like happiness to you, then develop that view. And Padma Sanjaya reassured him that he already had done so. So the first thing to do is to realize that there is no birth, there is no arising. And if one realizes that this thought of birth is invalid, then the thought of death will also be invalid. Through directly realizing that there is no birth, the thought of birth dissolves in the expanse of non-arising. And with no arising, there is no death.
Tengombo Lodrobji, Ta Tang, Mata Lasso, Ye Hivan de la Kala Yusumare. Tapa, Matapa, Ta Mata Nika Yimba, Nika Mayimba, Yenda Jeba. Ti Yete, Hiva Chuji Ying de la Kala Yu, Kavayu, Kala Yu, Yumare. Sumare. Tapa Yan Yomare, Madopare. Temepe Matapa Yan Madopare. Tapa the Matapa Nika Yamare. Nika mayin bi yenda jiga truva yomare. Tatam mata laso yi hivanda la kalayu. Tatam mata laso ba yate yava chuji yin la madopare. Ti se na chuji yin tuva na truva. Yeah.
She may yin to Rong Sabdra.
Ah, tatam mata laso yi hivanda la kalayu.
Oh, Shiva de la kalayu.
Kalayu.
The protector Nagarjuna said, permanence and impermanence and so on, these four, tata mita laso shi.
Laso ye, hiva dila, hiva se jita chujiyin, chujiyin kogore, hiva dila kalayu, kalayu yomare.
Permanence, impermanence, and so on, all four, where are they in this peace? And death, where could that be? So this means this refers to the idea of something as being born or as not being born. Refers to something as being permanent or not permanent, or both of those together, or neither of them. So those are the four possibilities. And within the within this piece, which means within the Dharma Dhatu, within the fundamental nature, none of them are to be found. There is neither permanence, impermanence, the combination of both of them working together, or as something else which is neither of them. One finds none of these four within the basic nature of mind. So where would death be? Being clean or unclean, and the other two possibilities of, among these four, within this piece, where would they be? So understanding things as being nice and clean, or not nice and unclean, or as some sort of alternation between being clean and unclean, or something entirely different which is neither clean nor unclean, these do not exist within the expanse of peace, which means they are nowhere to be found within emptiness, which is the fundamental nature of all. Being clean or unclean or alternate or something else which was neither are only names. They are only names. They are only imputations on the part of our thoughts. For example, one dreams of being of becoming clean or dirty. One may have many different experiences of being clean or dirty in the dream, but the experience is only a designation of names. The cleanness or uncleanness experienced in the dream is only a name. And that name is, what is that? It is just something that fits with the concept that we have in the dream.
Tene tsangzo tokta mingjang tayu tsangyin ba te to le lawa yore. Simjinsu tsangzo takso la tena kakhe ke tsangma takpa te kakhe la tsokpa re tena wo ta na. Tene ngone tsang tumung to tsangma ta tsokpa yo ma re. Tena wo tsang na tene tokta re tokpe takpa ming tsang tang tokta tsangji yo ma re. Tumung ke tsangzo ma to pa re.
It's easy to understand how clean and unclean are just names which are put on, which are assigned by beings. They are conceptual designations. And the indication of that is that what is considered clean by one is considered unclean by another. There is no common cleanliness and uncleanness, for all beings. There is no such thing. So it is obvious that what they are just names applied by one's way of thinking.
Tejendo deva da donga la yangya shore. De da donga la so ye cheva da la kala. Deva donga nika nime la so pa yang yo ma. Te yam lam da.
We could also apply this analysis to happiness and suffering. Happiness and suffering and so on, all four, where are they in this piece? So the idea of happiness and suffering, or alternating between both, or a state which is neither of those, are not found within emptiness. They are like a dream.
Dini deva da donga ya chikpa re tu dup re nga su simchin so la deva chungze yopata deva deva trunang yopata deva la shenpa yopala tinde ti dokso donga je nawa tang dini donga je nawa tang donga la sem gawo me pa te chungwa ra ma to deva la deva nawa tang deva la shenpa me na donga tang donga la magawa yang yong si ma peyang tu dup.
Happiness and suffering exist comparatively to each other. They exist in reliance upon each other, or in comparison to each other. If a being is attached to the happiness that is experienced, this leaves that being vulnerable for suffering, which is the opposite of that happiness. But if one is not attached to the happiness which appears, but understands it as merely being an appearance, like a dream, then the suffering will not arise as its opposite.
When I was a malam do sabso matang pa chi chona kenying do matang pa chona matang pa malam tang na matang pa nawa tang tela matang pa khemba tang. Matang balam maga vanam do chiyondu, tene tsama sabso chilan roya tingere, tsama so to yang tungere, tela gavo yore, tsama la dogere, malam derba. Tsokpan nam do tsani mina tsama yang yomare. Yang tsama la tute tsokpan tungere, malam da. Te malam derba. Tendra wo samna, tudo ya paha kore.
To consider this idea of being clean or unclean, one experiences, let's say one dreams of falling into a messy swamp or becoming dirty, and because one assumes in the dream that one has become dirty, then one gets the idea in the dream to clean oneself. And goes through the whatever procedures are needed to clean oneself. It is in relation to assuming that there is a dirty state that a clean state is sought out. But in fact, the two of them are merely interdependent. If there is no assumption of being dirty, then there is no need felt to clean oneself. The two exist only in relation to each other.
Dina ta ranju belo lo yopa ta mepa laso pe tuba tamje ka de tuja ran lo le ke len ba re tanju belo la tuba ka gre de tuja yin se ran lo le ke len me ba re ina tanju belo tin sang ki.
So within
the Nyambo Taranju, Tanjo said the Chepa the Cadendo, the Nyambo Hiko.
In the Swatantrika school, one refutes existence and non existence and so on as being delusions and replaces them with an idea of the emptiness of those delusions. In the Prasangika school, one similarly refutes the delusion but does not replace it with an assertion of an emptiness as the replacement for it. The way this is expressed in the Tibetan, one does not assert emptiness in the Prasangika school. And she says, we will first get the Prasangika school explained tomorrow, but it helps to understand the Svatendrika school if we compare it to the Prasangika.
Drupa dang trawe chini ngondo chur ngonsom do tokpar chote. Chini ngondo chur.
May you realize directly the Dhammata, which is free of all the conceptual elaborations whatsoever. We now recite the Maitreya Aspiration Prayer.
Anze chirang sor. Chirang kal mar sor. Ya. Beta ta tu.
I prostrate to all the Buddhas and to the Bodhisattvas.
Chirang mar sor.
Nani mar sor. Kuku. Ya. Chirang mar sor.
Chirang mar sor. Kapu te chitta sama yin and yang.
Gevande jevokan sonami ishe to sonami ishe bhagunye to parasho jolembo kye trashe so yenadu to sonami tadrata me tuje trashe jarva kusum tuje trashe nendere nimu dele nime kuyam dele Nimtin Tado Dele, Koinjo Somje Tashi.